こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ブサンソンフランシュコンテ大学の研究チームが18歳から35歳の女性330人を15年間モニターした結果、若いうちからブラジャーを着用することは医学的にも生理学的にも解剖学的にもメリットがありませんでした。ブラジャーは血行を妨げるほか、胸を支える組織の発育を阻害するとチームは説明しています。途中でブラの着用をやめた女性はそれ以降毎年 7mm 胸がリフトアップされていました。またブラジャーをしていない女性の胸の方が弾力があり、ストレッチマークも自然に消えていました。チームを率いたジャン・デニス・ロイヨン教授は、全女性がブラジャーの着用をやめるべきと今すぐ結論付けるのは危険だが、ブラジャーが必要であるという認識は間違っていると述べた上で、すでに長年ブラをつけている人は今やめても意味はないと言っています。
After monitoring 330 women between the ages 18 and 35 for 15 years, a research team from the University of Franche-Comté concluded that there is no medical, physiological, or anatomical reason for women to wear a bra. In addition to interfering with blood circulation, wearing a bra can interfere with the development of proper supporting tissue. Participants who stopped wearing a bra experienced an annual 7mm lift in their nipples when compared to bra users. Additionally, the bra users or the breasts of non-bra wearers showed improved elasticity and less stretch marks over time. Lead researcher Jean-Denis Roulon made the following comment on the study. It would be dangerous to advise all women to stop wearing their bra, but the study validated the hypothesis that the bra is a false need. He further elaborated that women who have been wearing bras for a long time would not gain any benefit from stopping now.
そう、なんかこの研究実は 1,2 年前ぐらいのやつらしいんだけど、一昨日がナショナルノーブラデーだったっていうことで、めちゃくちゃ今メディアに取り上げられてるからちょっとピックしてみた。なんかね、この重力と戦う力みたいなのがブラをつけてることによって全く養われないみたいなことらしいよ。
They've sort of been marketed as an anti-gravity device for a long time.
そうなの。でもなんかやっぱり若くてまだ組織が発育してる時にこれをつけちゃうと体が重力と戦わなくていいんだって思っちゃうからっていうことじゃない？でなんかおっぱいが大きい人ってさ、腰とか背中が痛くなるからブラしなきゃいけないみたいに言われてるんだけど、その背中の痛みに関しても変わらないっていう、まあこの研究ではことが分かったらしいです。今日だから私ノーブラできたよ。
This is good news. I guess.
ノーブラいいよね、やっぱり楽だよ。
Is it too late for you? At what point is it too late to convert to the no bra?
そうなの、それが書いてなくて、 It just said long time. So long time ってどんぐらいだよって感じだけど、まあでもとりあえずティーネイジャーとか若い子は本当はやらない方がいいんじゃない？
Is there going to be some sort of a substitute in an attempt to address the nipple visibility situation, which is some people find offensive?
Yeah, I think なんかワイヤーが入ってないブラの方がまだマシな気がする。なんかワイヤーが入ってなくてこうレースだけみたいな、ちょっとかわい、そっちの方が可愛く見えたりもするけど、それの方がまだこう皮膚が締め付けられないから血行とかはまだマシじゃない。やっぱワイヤーをね常につけてるっていうこと自体は確かにさ、なんかナチュラルではないっていうか、そんな動物いないよね。それ常につけてないといけないみたいな。多分走るときはね、何スポーツブラみたいので押さえとかないと、この何筋肉がブチブチ切れちゃって、何オーバータイムだと垂れちゃう。
What's the anatomy exactly? Like what's going on? What determines the nipple height and what determines like is there like
そのおっぱいを支える組織とか筋肉、なんか細い筋肉とかがあるらしくて、
Like what? It's a muscle?
Muscle and some tissues.
Like a ligament?
Maybe not ligament, but just, I don't know, just like muscles. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but でもなんかつけなくていい時はつけないみたいな方が体には良さそうだよね。なんか寝る時とか何普通に厚着してる時とかさ、冬とか。
Whenever you're not running, then, right?
うんうん。
Generally.
うん。と思います。若い子ね、今なら間に合うよまだ。
I feel like there's been studies on both sides of this, though.
そうなんかブラしてないと垂れるみたいなことを、まあ、昔から言われてきてだからみんなブラしてるっていう人もいると思うけどでもこれ一応15年間もモニターしてるからねどうなんだろう、
Didn't they say something about、the participants in the study are not representative of the general population so it may vary、
yeah.
between peopleBut、
yeah,
I guess, I mean, all breasts are going to work more or less the same, though, right?
I think what he meant is just, like, the sample size is not that big. It's, like, 330人. So, yeah, だと思うよ.
Well, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And 7 millimeters annually, on average...
Is a lot, right?
Especially, like, on average, it means, like, depending on your age, you could expect,、mm. you know...12 millimeter gains or something.
Yeah. そう私もだからなんかブラしてないと垂れるみたいなことをすごい若い時10代の時とかにさ言われて寝る時とかもしてた時あったもん。
うん。
でもそのせいでおっぱいなんか大きくなんなかったんじゃないかなと思う。
Well, you can speculate.
血行がさ妨げられて。
There's something where I've observed. This is completely anecdotal, but.Women who spend or who grew up overseas tend to have larger breasts. Just, you know, pure Japanese、
yeah.
people that grow up on the Western diet.
Yeah.
I wonder if part of it too has to do with, in Japan, there's a huge emphasis on athletics, even for girls at, a crucial developmental stage in their upbringing, right? So like,When young girls are 7, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, they're running a lot and doing a lot of exercise here compared to the U.S., for example.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
So that can cause like a calorie deficit and hamper、their like development.
You think so?
Well, for sure.
でも確かになんかの、
for sure.
ハワイの子、なんか、mm.アジア人の子、mm. 日本人とか日系アメリカ人みたいな子とかってなんかめっちゃ発育いいよね、
mm.
あのなんかこれ褒めてるからなんか語弊があるかもしれないけどすごいエロい体してるよね、
It's、
いいね、
different.
みたいな感じのなんか thicker thighs and like bigger butt and bigger boobs
I think a lot of it has to do with your diet during theseStages where your body is geared、mm. to produce higher levels of those hormones、
mm.
because even if you have a more complete diet later it doesn't matter your body、yeah. isn't in that stage anymore that's past already you know
なんか中学生の時とかすごい中学生向けの女性雑誌とかを読んでたの、
mm.
今考えるとそこに書いてあったこと本当にボーシェットがめっちゃ多かったと思うそういうなんか胸が垂れるとか男の子はこういうことを気にしていますとかなんか whoever was doing that like なんかもう怒りたい気持ち今なんか it's like because I really think that it affects your I don't know not childhood but like teenage life
I'm sure it does
or perception on boys and、mm. your body image and everything so but I think people who are writing those things they just didn't think that through
Well, there's no way that they can be right for any individual.
Yeah.
Because every individual is living in a totally different social environment and、
yeah.
has a different body and has
exactly.
different...
Exactly. でもなんかすごい断定して書いてあるからさ、
mm.
なんか男の子はこう思うとか、なんか無駄毛一本もあっちゃダメみたいなのとかさ、It's like 今考えるとバカじゃないのって感じだけど、でもなんか13歳とか14歳だったらもう信じちゃうからね、そういうのを。あ、そうなんだ、そうなんだ、みたいなさ。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know about the history of the bra?
No.
So bras didn't exist until fairly recently.
Right.
It emerged in the early 1900s.
I've seen like old bra, like in some museum or something.
What sort of museum were you at?
I don't know.
A bra museum?
No, history museum or something. But was there anything, like, did you find anything interesting about its history or?
Oh, well, I mean, we've talked about the Victorian age a lot.
Right.
And all kinds of strange remnants of that time.
Right.
And it seems like one of those might be this whole bra thing. It seems to have sort of originated, or it's like based on the corset. So they had the corset, and the corset started to be divided up into like different pieces.
Right.
And simplified. And then some crazy German guy came up with the first mass-produced bra.
Okay.
In like 1889, and then it kind of took off starting in the early 1900s in Europe.
Okay. コルセットもね、なんか体には良くなさそうだよね。締め付けられてるし。
I see people wearing them around, like if you are in any of the really fashion oriented areas that have like the
corset
type.
Oh, you mean like corset ish top?
They have real corsets too. I've seen people
really
wearing like it. I mean, I can't tell the difference between real corsets and like.
Because I mean, like, they are corset ish looking ones that are just like fashion, you know, like. And
people,
the real ones are those serious, you know, it would really squeeze you and you can't even breathe type of.
Those things work, which is the scary part. People use corsets to like make their waist.
Oh my god, I'm totally using it for my wedding and my waist looks so much smaller.
You're using a corset?
Yeah.
Like now?
No, for the wedding. On the wedding day.
Oh, okay.
Like some girls wear this corset ish in now.
Right.
ウェディングドレスの下に。なんかワイヤーが入ってるやつ。あのね。
I thought you were doing some like corset
last minute
training. Like,
no.
I'm gonna wear this every day.
Fuck
until
that.
My wedding.
そうなんか、何？深呼吸はできない感じだから。息はできるけど、深く息を吸い込んだら苦しいみたいな。So I might not be able to eat that much.
Sounds, I don't know,
torturous.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, でも写真で見るとね、やっぱすっごい細く見えるよね。It's like, wow, I'm like, so I have such a small waist.
Would you put corset wearing, like hardcore corset wearing, in the same category with like minor plastic surgery or something?
Or body mutilation?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I mean, なんかさ、いるよね、有名な人たち。なんか、コルセットをさ、何十年もつけて、なんか、ウエスト5センチみたいな。なんか、すっごい、なんていうの、unrealistic ぐらいにウエストを細くするみたいな、フェチみたいな人。たまにテレビとかいない？日本人は見たことないけど、なんか、アメリカ人とか。でもなんかコルセット着てつけてないとむしろ体が支えられないというか骨が危ないからそういう人たちはもう取れないらしいよ。
一瞬も
Maybe 一瞬 is okay but you know like when they go out and stuff I guess そこまで行くともうなんかバディミューレーションじゃない。
It's definitely it seems like it would have to do something it would have to have something to do with dysmorphia orsome sort of a body image issue.
Maybe.
It's like the...
It's like all the Disney princess. You know, they all have like disproportionately small waist.
Right.
あれもあんま良くないよね。なんかまあ自分はそれ見て育ったけど、なんか女の人っていうのはそういうものだみたいに思っちゃうよね。
Yeah, that physique is only possible in someone who's like 7 feet tall or something.
だから最近そういうの流行ってない。なんかディズニーのプリンセスがもっと現実的だったらどういう見た目かみたいな。あのフォトショップとかでやってるやつ。 なんか髪が濡れてるのにサラサラしてるとか、さっき言ったみたいにウエスト細すぎるとか、手首がもう折れそうに細いとか、なんかすごい非現実的だから。
Do you think that's gonna come around and actually show up in real content, or it's kind of just like, oh, that's true. Let's go back to
our... I don't know. I mean, they are trying to improve Barbie and stuff, no? They came up with the... Not right. the same company, but they came up with a realistic-looking Barbie right. and stuff like that, so... I mean, if I was a parent, I would probably pick those realistic ones for my kids.
But then what's the trauma associated with having the ugly Barbie and all your friends have, like, the hot Barbie?
Okay, she doesn't have to be ugly. Like, hello.
But they'll be deciding that.
次、林間大学の調査で、人間は完璧なロボットよりも間違いを犯すロボットとの方がいい関係を築けることが分かりました。実験では5つの感情を表せるアーウィンというロボットと、子供と接することで社会性を学ぶキーポンというロボットを使い、被験者と会話をさせました。前半は認知バイアスなしの状態で、後半はアーウィンは物忘れがあるようにし、キーポンは大げさに喜んだり悲しんだりしました。参加した人間のほとんど全員が後半の方が楽しかったと語り、ロボットと接している間の集中力も後半の方が高い結果となりました。ロボットに人間のような認知バイアスを与えて不完全にすることで、人間はロボットを理解し共感できるため、より簡単に接することができるとチームは分析しています。
According to research by Lincoln University, people are more likely to have a positive working relationship with robots that are somehow flawed. The researchers used two robots to monitor people's interactions: Erwin, a robot capable of displaying emotions, and Keepon, a robot designed to study social development by interacting with children. For half of the interactions, the robots remained unbiased and objective, and for the other half, the robots made errors and displayed emotion and bias. The researchers then asked participants for feedback on their experiences. A large majority of respondents indicated that interaction with the flawed robots was more meaningful and more entertaining. In conclusion, the researchers stated that by developing these cognitive biases in the robots, it may be helpful for humans to understand and relate to them.
So, 認知バイアスってあの、なんか間違えて何かを記憶してたり、持論に固執したり、何か悪いことが起きた時に、まあ私は分かってたけどねみたいな感じにしたり、あの大事、自分にはあのメリットがない情報を無視したりとか、過大評価したりっていう、まあ人間らしい欠陥のことなんだけど、
It's kind of what theyare trying to do with Siri as well.
Oh yeah?
Well, Siri kind of has a personality, right? Kind of says sarcastic things.
Right.
Kind of can engage in some banter
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
You know, so there's ね. like a companion element.
Right. そう、なんかね、そのやっぱりロボットが最近こうお年寄り用とか、アスペルガーとか自閉症がある人用とかに、なんかこうサポートロボットみたいなのが作られてるんだけど、やっぱりこう完璧を目指してるから、こういうなんか共感できるようなクオリティっていうのは持ち合わせてないらしくて、なんかそういうのがあった方が、その患者さんとかお年寄りももうちょっとなんか心を開けるんじゃないかみたいなことを言ってたよ、この研究の人。
Well, what is the robot really trying to be?
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
If we are trying to make a robot that's like a friend or like a person, something that we can relate to, then, you know, of course we're going to like something that has those flaws.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, you can go to IKEA and you can buy these little dishes and stuff, and they're going to have like these little imperfections in them that they deliberately put there, you know?
Right.
Like, they could make these bowls perfect if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper too. But they have some method for creating this, this tezukuri-kan to their
yeah.
stuff. Their, yeah. It's like a personality.
そうね。そう、なんか、 あの2001年宇宙の旅みたいなこう何でも分かってて全て完璧で人間の上に立ってるみたいなロボットにしたいのか、それともあえてこういう欠陥を残してなんか人間と接することができる風にするのかっていうのがなんかそういうジレンマですみたいなことを言ってた。
Does this mean Jesus was a boring guy? Or
was he perfect?
Wasn't he? Isn't that the whole point?
The Bible doesn't say anything about his own mistakes, right? Like, it... I mean... I don't remember any episode where he actually makes mistakes.
It doesn't have to be, Jesus. But, you know, a flawless, someone who doesn't sin. You know, there are people like this in real life.You meet people who are like really religious, and but there's something you can't really relate to them because you're a person that has flaws, makes mistakes, commits, you know, what would be considered sins. So, you know, you can meet someone who's like super square is kind of the word. You use the word square, right?
Yeah.
And a square is perfect.You know, all sides of a square are exactly the same length.
Yeah.
Right? It's this...
なんかお坊さんとかでたまにいるよね。もうなんかこう、すごい修行して、こう悟りに近づいてるみたいな。で、なんかこう、常にフェアで、みたいな。But then at the same time, like, テレビとか見てて、やっぱりマツコデラックスみたいな人がみんな好きなわけじゃん。私も好きだけど、なんかこう、面白いことを言う。なんかこう、まあ、ちょっと毒舌吐いたりとかさ、You know, I guess it's more interesting.
Yeah.
Matsuko is definitely more interesting than Jesus, in my opinion.
I don't know. Jesus is pretty interesting too.
I haven't seen him, so.
But I think this is part of. I mean, we do this a lot. This anthropomorphism. Where we try to make things, we humanize things, we make things like people.
Yeah.
And we even make aliens like people. We make everything people like.
だから動物もそうじゃない。人間みたいな行動をしたりすると、一気に可愛く見えたりとか。だからなんか犬に服着せたりとかさ。なんかあの、何、レッサーパンダで立つ。レッサーパンダがいるとかさ。
There's something kind of, I don't know if uncreative is the word.But there's something really predictable about humanizing stuff to me. You know, it's like, oh, aliens, yeah, they have two legs and they have, you know, hands and feet and they walk upright and they have brains. And, like, this is so predictable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. そうね。
But we don't have any way to get to those really, you know, out there but still possible ideas.
Yeah. まあ、だからなんかあれじゃない? Transformers みたいな。まあ、彼らも日本足なんだよね。
Transformers, like superhumanized robots, they have these personalities and fight with each other and
yeah, kind of like they have feelings and you know each of them is really different. And
what if nothing else has feelings?
What do you mean?
Like humans are the only things with feelings. Like what if feelings are completely incompatible with like other life forms? Like they do a different thing, and feelings are just super inherently human, but we assume we kind of project this feeling thing to other things. Like this robot has feelings, this has feelings. Oh, this wall socket looks like a smiley face. You know what I mean?
Right. But cats have feelings. They love me.
Well, they've also been around humans for thousands of years, so.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them.
And they're so close to us. I mean, we think of cats as not being that.Similar to us, but compared to,
like,
you know,
insects.
Yeah, insects or mushrooms or something else,
like plants.
They're pretty close to us.
I guess. まあね、わかんないよね。聞いてみないと本人に。次、ハワイの火山から出る溶岩の流れの中のみで育つDictyphora という種のキノコが2001年に2人の医学者によって発見されましたが、当時の論文からこのキノコの匂いを嗅ぐだけで女性がオーガズムに達することが分かりました。ボランティアの女性たちに試した 試してみた結果、半分の女性がキノコの匂いを嗅いでいる間にいきなりオーガズムを経験しました。このキノコの胞子に含まれるホルモンのような物質がセックス中の人間の神経伝達物質に似ている可能性があるということです。一方、男性には何の効果もありませんでした。
A type of fungus called Dictyophora. Do you know how this is said?
No.
Dictyophora, which seems to only grow on old Hawaiian volcanic lava flows, discovered in 2001 by two medical scientists. hold on. This sentence doesn't make sense. A type of fungus called Dictyophora, which seems to only grow on old Hawaiian volcanic lava flows, was discovered in 2001 by two medical scientists who claimed it was a potent female aphrodisiac if smelled. After testing the fungus on a group of female volunteers, the researchers found that half of the participants experienced an orgasm. They speculate that a hormone-like substance contained in the spores is highly similar to a neurotransmitter involved in the human orgasm during intercourse. The fungus seems to have no aphrodisiacal effects on males.
そう、これも論文自体は新しくないんだけど、多分誰かが見つけて掘り出してきて、めっちゃ今メディアでカバーされてる。
うん、
これ嗅ぐだけっていうのがすごいよね。
Yeah.
嗅ぎたいんだけどどうなるの。でも半分だから 50% の確率、まあ、これ何人ぐらいが試したのか分かんないんだけど、なんか論文見ようかと思ったらサーバーが落ちてたんだよね。
Yeah.
で見れなくて。
All these women are online right now just clicking furiously like the reload button, just like come on, come on.
Let me read it.
Yeah.
Tickets
so, to Hawaii have doubled in price.
I definitely want to try. 見た目もすごいんだよね。結構グロい見た目だよね。
It's very unusual looking.
なんかね、難しいけど、松茸があったとして、松茸のその幹の部分、白い部分が変な白いネットに覆われてるみたいな。
Yeah.
不思議な見た目だよね。
It has like a weird dress almost.
Yeah.
It's like it's wearing a dress
yeah.
of like this weird mesh.
Yeah.
Material. I wonder what that tastes like or if it's even edible.
なんかさ、でもオーガズムを起こしちゃうほどその人間のホルモンに似てる物質っていうのがすごくない？
うん、
しかもこんな珍しいキノコ、なんかハワイのここでしかできないやつ。
Well, we keep finding more and more of these very unlikely and unusual connections between human beings and mushrooms. It just keeps getting weirder.
Right.
Even the psilocybin active compound is very similar to a human neurotransmitter as well.
Right. これ嗅ぎたいよね。しかも男性に何もないっていうのも面白いよね。女の子だけ。
And we have no idea why that is, right?
I guess they don't. I don't know. So interesting.
Is this going to be turned into a product? How would people use this? Let's say it hits the market like tomorrow. We've just dropped these.
だから彼氏とかがもうセックス下手な時にこっそりちょっと嗅いでみたいなで。
Yeah, the guy can just the guy just rubs this mushroom cream on his upper lip and then
oh my god
goes to business.
Oh god, that would be fun.
You're nodding a lot right now.
That would be fun.
If it works, what's with the only working for 50% of the population?
ね、
that's odd.
何なんだろうね。ね、わかんないよね。不思議。だからこれなんかね、その2001年の論文だからさ、この後、それが、研究が進んでるのか、なんだかわかんないから。
So the testing they did was also in 2001.
I think so.
It wasn't just discovered in 2001, because it seems like
yeah,
you discover the mushroom and then...To set up all the experiments and stuff and recruit people would take some time.
So, no, no. That's what I thought. But then I can't access that 論文. So, I wouldn't know. Demo, in some articles, it was kind of indicated that it was written in 2001. But I'm not sure. Nanka, it was all kind of vague. But...
Do you know about aphrodisiacs? So you have aphrodisiac.
Like oysters とか?
Oh, that's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Kaki. This mushroom would, or this fungus would be considered, I guess it's a mushroom, would be considered an aphrodisiac.
Right.
But there's also anaphrodisiacs.
逆ってこと?
Which are, yeah.
Ah, じゃあ性欲がそがれちゃうってこと?
So.
Uh-oh.
So.
What's that?
So, like hops that they use to make beer.
発泡酒? 違う, ビール?
Yeah, like, no, well, 発泡酒.
Okay.
The hops is actually an aphrodisiac. I don't know if it has that effect in that beverage form, but it's a known aphrodisiac.
Okay.
So is coriander, licorice? How do you say that?
Licorice.
Is it licorice?
Licorice, 超意味わかんない。何あれ?日本人あんま食べないよね。てかあんま好きじゃないし、お菓子に入ってないけどさ。
It's like shockingly...
好き?
I don't really like it.
でもアメリカの人結構食べるよね。
They have like,
なんかリコリスグミとかでさ、真っ黒の。ハリボーとかでもあるけど。
Yeah.
もう衝撃すぎる。
Yeah. They'll have, I think they have a jelly bean too. Like,
yeah.
So you'll be eating like, oh, grape flavor. Oh, like lemon flavor. And then you just hit this licorice one. And it's just like,
ew.
What? I'm like remembering eating jelly beans and like,eating one of those like,
yeah.
and just being like what is this
yeah 多分子供の時から食べてたらいけるんだと思うけど
I didn't like Vegemite, it even then
Vegemite とか Marmite みたいな感じででも、大人になって急に食べるとね私も多分最初に食べた時10代ぐらいにもなっちゃったからなんかもうしかもおやつとしてあれがカウントされてる意味がわからないしかも黒いしなんかタイヤみたいなさグミあるよねこうなんか黒くてぐるぐる巻きになってるそれもハリボーだと思うけどタイヤにしか見えないの真っ黒で、はい、でもリコリスのグミ、
うん、
でも売ってるってことは買ってて好きな人もいるんだろうね日本にもあんまり見たことないけど
What else is like that? Just like you can't believe people eat this
Vegemite and Marmite
I haven't tried either
For sure ごめんねオーストラリアとニュージーランドの人ごめんもうあれだけは全然無理なんかもうそれも真っ黒ってか茶色みたいな黒みたいな色で、mm-hmm. ジャムみたいにパンに塗ったりとかするんだけどなんか苦しょっぱいみたいなんかねなんとも言えない食べて育ってないと食べ物とはちょっと認識脳が認識できないタイプ、
mm-hmm. That's how people kind of feel about natto or wasabi though
あとあれね台湾の不豆腐あの草豆腐腐らせてるやつとかもう、
yeah.
あれも私すごい仲いい子が台湾人なのねそれで、まあ、その子すごい美味しいよって言うんだけど、
うん、
もうなんか匂いだけでやっぱりちょっといいやって感じ美味しいのは分かるけど I believe her but I don't think I would want to try でもリコリスは何もう性欲そぐんだね
and soy
ああまああれだよね、so、あの女性ホルモンが入ってるからでしょ
Yeah, but I believe it actually may act as an anaphrodisiac for females as well
Really?
I'm not sure though But it is considered an aphrodisiac
Yeah, that for sure, I understand
For men
でもコリアンダーは知らなかったじゃあタイ料理とかいっぱい食べてたらあんまりセックスしたくなくなっちゃうのかな。I love it though.
Well, I think it kind of depends on the dosing too. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna end up eating so much coriander that it'll have that effect.
なんかさ、コリアンダーとかパクチーとシラントロって全部同じものでしょ
？Really?
うん。
Cilantro and coriander are the same thing.
うん。And パクチ
ー。
うん。同じもの。なんかでも好きっていう人と嫌いっていう人が超分かれるよね
It's weird that food does that 次 A study published in the journal Communication Research has found that mistrust in the media can be predicted from two community factors structural pluralism and political heterogeneity In other words, the more diverse a community is and the more diverse the political attitudes of a community are, had a strong correlation with people's level of mistrust in the media. The data came from the Japanese General Social Survey, which gathered responses from people aged 20 to 89 on various subjects. Study co-author and associate professor of journalism at the University of Kansas, Tien Sung Lee, made the following statement regarding the findings. The more diversity there was in a community overall, the less trust there was in media. And I think it makes perfect sense. The media tries to be in the center, and if you're strongly conservative or liberal, you tend to think that the media favors the other side. The study also found that trust levels were higher in small communities, where small media organizations tend to avoid controversial news topics or national issues that may upset their viewers.
学会誌コミュニケーションリサーチに掲載された論文によると、社会に多様性があり、政治的意見にも多様性がある地域や国ほど、人々のメディアへの信頼度は低くなる相関関係があります。これは日本の社会調査で20歳から89歳までを対象に得たデータをもとに行われました。研究に携わったカンザス大学のティエン・ツン・リー教授は以下のように述べています。コミュニティに多様性があればあるほど人々のメディアへの信頼度は低く、この結果は妥当であると言えます。メディアは中立でいようとするため、保守派やリベラルの人はメディアが自分の立場とは反対であると考えるからです。また、小さいコミュニティではメディアへの信頼度が高くなる傾向にあり、これは小さいメディア機関ではビューアーを刺激しないよう、論争を呼ぶようなニュースや全国的に問題となっているようなトピックを避けているためです。Interesting。日本では前結構ずっと言われてるよね、本当に。その日本の、メディア、日本人のメディアの信頼度が他の国に比べてめちゃくちゃ高いっていう。
うん、
最近もね、なんか新聞の信頼度みたいので、ちょっと数字忘れちゃったんだけど 70% とかかなり高かったからびっくりした。
うん。
It's like, do you guys know how
well,
it works?
Yeah, I don't know if the Japanese media is one、so worthy of trust.
そう、なんか面白いよね、このメディアの自由度、報道自由度ランキングとかだと日本ってすごいびっくりするぐらい下じゃん、世界の中で、うん、なのに信頼度は高いっていう、
うん、
面白い状態。
Well, I think the two are strongly connected. It's because there's the press is somewhat limited that they've been able to maintain this, I don't know, illusion that you know, they're giving this straight face. There's so many helicopters and jets and stuff today. It's ridiculous.
ね、すごいね。
It's constant.
めっちゃヘリコプターの音してる。
They're all military.
Huh. What's going on today?
I don't know.
何の日今日?
I don't know. But,
すごいね。マンション揺れてるじゃん。
They fly pretty low.
Wow.Anyway,
yeah, so this study just set out to identify factors for predicting mistrust in communities and see if there's a pattern there. This is important because when people don't trust the media, when the media is being honest, it hurts their ability to relay information. Right,
right.
So we want people to have confidence in the media.We also want the media to be honest. And
right.
It's interesting that this diversity of political views and backgrounds and occupations and stuff has a lot to do with people's reduced trust in the media. But I think that's largely just people correctly realizing that the media isn't all that honest.
Right, right.そうね、なんか、うん、日本でも一時期すごいステマステマとかってなったけど、なんかそこで議論が終わっちゃったっていうか、ただただなんか何でもステマって疑うだけみたいなところで終わっちゃったから、
うん、 this idea of structural pluralism I found pretty interesting.
Mm.
It has to do with diversity, but more strict definition of it would be, or description of it, is that structural pluralism represents the extent to which the community has an open and inclusive structure that permits minority voices and opinions to be heard when citizens and citizen groups are addressing community problems. That sounds like something that is somewhat lacking in Japan.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. なんかさ、この間安保法案があったから、mm. 俳優の石田純一がさ、なんか安保法案反対みたいな感じでスピーチしたんだよね。mm. そしたらなんか CM とか番組とか降ろされたみたいな。ですごい怒られたって言ってて、mm. そういうなんていうの、芸能人とかが政治的な意見を表明することによって仕事を失ったりとか、
うん、
大勢の人に非難されたりするっていうのは本当になんかなんていうの、北朝鮮的というかさ、なんていうの、民主主義とは思えないよね。ちょっと今石焼きもすごいな、みんな聞こえてるからこれやばい、今日いろんなバックグラウンドノイズが、そうでもね、なんかその政治的なこう意見を言ったときにそれが正しいか正しくないかは関係なくて全く、ただその表現の自由っていうものがあるから、それによって仕事がなくなったりするっていうのは恐ろしいことだよ。
It should be attack the ideas and not the person, and that's never been how it works here.
そうなの。
Ever.
そうなの。だからその仕事、じゃあ仕事をキープしたければ黙ってろみたいな、その黙らせるみたいなっていうのは本当に進んだ民主主義っていうのとはかけ離れている。
There's kind of two sides of that coin too, you know. It's attack the idea, not the person. But also, if you want to discuss the idea, you don't. It's not like, oh, this person is an actor, therefore their opinion is invalid. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Just because someone could be homeless, and if their idea is valid, then it's valid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know.
まあ、なんかそういうのが
it's called the authoritative fallacy, but
そういうのが多いよね、やっぱりなんかこう職業が先に来ちゃう、その人間の前に、だからなんか芸能人のくせにとか、
age too, age is like a huge thing here.
そうだね、そうね、
bunch of shit that is.
Yeah. だからそういうやっぱりラベル、レーベル、ラベルつけることによってそこだけで人間をこう定義しようとしちゃうみたいな。それはでもどこから来たんだろうね、なんか歴史的に。
The age or just labeling in general?
Yeah, labeling in general. Like, I feel like it's really strong here, and I... でもなんかこう歴史的なバックグラウンドがあるはずだと思うんだけど。
Well, historically Japan has put a lot of emphasis on circles and groups and names and, you know, those like...
Yeah.
It's... You see it today, like people want to get into really large companies and that's the sort of thing they care about.
Yeah.
You know?
そうね、昔もね、なんか藤原家とかね、何家みたいなとか。
Yeah, it's all like, like kind of not really royalty, but kind of labels and status and
yeah,
that sort of thing.
でもなんか基本的にだからそういう風に人を非難しちゃうと結果的に自分の首を絞めることになっちゃうからね。なんか若いくせにとか年寄りのくせにとかもそうだし、こういう職業のくせにそんなこと言うなんてとかもそうだし。
Yeah.
なんかね。
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, this idea about small communities, where the behavior of the media in small communities is so different.
Yeah.
And they kind of avoid controversial topics. They don't want to alienate anyone.
Yeah.
So they kind of align themselves with the values of that small community.
Mm.
And so what tends to happen...is in a lot of communities you'll have this centralized power structure, and a typical example of this is, let's say, Detroit and the automotive industry, for example.
Right.
Or in Canada, in many places in Canada, you can't really talk shit about you know, environmentalists aren't really welcome there. I mean, there's whole parts of Canada that just completely depend on cutting down trees and, you know,
right.
oil and yeah. So if you're talking about, if your political ideas, you know, the media there is going to be less likely to report on the negative health impacts of air pollution, for example.
Right.
Or things that could hurt the local industry
because it's
such a centralized power structure. And this is really at the root of a lot of these problems and a lot of this ignorance that we find in these places, these communities that have sheltered their own ideas for the sake of their... Because you don't want people in your community to lose their jobs or...
Yeah.
Right?
そうね。私なんか聞きたくないことをわざわざ言わなくていいかみたいな。ね。なんかそれ聞きたくないことを言って怒られたりとか、そのビューワーが減っちゃうよりかは、なんかまあ当たり障りないふうにしといた方がまあ、ビジネス的にはいいもんね。
So you see in the most decentralized areas, like the internet...
Yeah.
Where people can have open discussions, there's the least amount of this sort of a bias there, right?
そうね。まあ、だから昔からこうテレビよりラジオの方が面白いみたいな風によく言われるじゃん。こう、同じ人が出ててもラジオの方が自由度が高いから何でも言えたりとか、テレビでは絶対言えないことも簡単に言えたりとか。
Yeah, and now today, you know, anyone can have a voice.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can go on the internet and make something and get people to respond to it. Even if it only starts as 5, 10, 50 people, you know, the opportunity is still there.
Yeah.
Where the channels aren't controlled centrally.
そうね。うちらなんて2人だしね。
we're just normal people who got on the internet.
Yeah.
And we still are.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
In a study measuring different cultural perceptions of aging, researchers found that Tsimani Amazonian forager farmers had a more positive perception of aging than their industrial counterparts. The study involved participants from the United States, Poland, and the Amazon, testing perceptions of aging such as respect received, life satisfaction, memory, and new learning, asking the respondents to point at an older or younger face of the same person. The researchers found that there was a consensus on older people being perceived as more respectable and wiser than younger people. Additionally, participants across cultures perceived that aging is more detrimental to women than to men. However, Tsimani participants believed, contrary to the people from more developed nations, that the elderly have superior memories. Co-author Corinna Lockenhoff made the following statement regarding the connection. There are reasons to think that traditional societies would have more positive beliefs about aging and memory. Modern societies no longer rely on oral traditions where older people serve as repositories of culture and knowledge, whereas traditional societies still value experience-based knowledge. Lockenhoff seems to believe that something called stereotype threat may be involved in the poor memory performance of the elderly in industrial societies. This is where negative stereotypes about certain groups can affect actual performance. She says the next steps will be to test the memory abilities of the elderly in the Tsimani culture, as well as investigate whether other traditional societies have similar perceptions regarding the elderly.
様々な文化で年を取ることがそれぞれどのように受け止められているかを調査した研究で、アマゾンに住むチマネ族の農家の人々はアメリカやポーランドといった工業国に比べ年を取ることをポジティブに捉えていることが分かりました。研究ではアマゾン、アメリカ、ポーランドに住む人々に同じ人の若い時と年を取った時の写真を見せて、どちらをより尊重するか、人生の満足度はどちらが高そうか、記憶や学習についてはどうかなどを尋ねました。年を取った写真の方がより尊重され賢く見えるという共通点があったほか、男性に比べて女性の加齢は悪いことであるというような意見がよく見られました。アマゾンのチマネ族だけがお年寄りの方が記憶力がいいと答えました。研究を率いたコリーナ・ロッケンホフ氏は以下のように述べています。 伝統的な地域で加齢と記憶についてポジティブな考えが浸透しているのには理由があります。現代社会では文化や知識について伝承していく必要がない一方、伝統的な地域では個人の経験をもとにした知識に価値が置かれているからです。ロッケンホフ氏はステレオタイプの脅威が工業国のお年寄りの記憶力低下につながっているのではと考えています。これは特定の人々へのネガティブなステレオタイプが実際の能力に影響を及ぼすというものです。今後チマネ族のお年寄りの記憶力を調査するとともに同様の考えを持つ伝統的な社会があるかどうか研究を進める予定です。これまさに私次のコラムでさ、ピグマリオン効果っていうのについて書いたんだけど。
何それ。
その何、
ピグマリオン、
そう、ピグマリオンエフェクト、まあ、心理学の言葉なんだけど、親とか教師が子供に対して期待をする、ポジティブな期待をすると子供の成績が実際に上がるとか、
うん、
あと、ね、人間とネズミでもそうなんだよね、
うん、
なんかそのだからできないだろうとかバカとかずっと言ってると、バカなんだ自分ってって思っちゃって、バカ相応の行動を取っちゃう、うん、けどできるよできるよ大丈夫大丈夫みたいな感じでポジティブに期待されてると、まあ頑張る、頑張って結果的にいい風にいくみたいな、だからそれの逆のバージョンだよねこれは。
That's a concept that's sort of been popularized by books on raising children and how to discipline them。
そう、なんか60年代とかのに生まれた言葉なんだけど、だから多分これも逆にそのお年寄りって記憶力悪いよねみたいな風にみんなが思っちゃうし、あ、お年寄りだからしょうがないよとか言ってお年寄りに言ってるから、あ、そうなんだって思って、
What, like old people are just accepting this around the world and just like、my、yeah. memory is shit。
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. I agree with this person.
Brains also get old, and it's possible that、while these people, just the context of their behavior、makes it seem as though the memory performance of those older people is superior. Do you know、what I mean? Because they don't、do the sorts of things, like the memory challenges that we have in our society、
yeah.
are very different from the memory challenges that they have in their society. Right. So it could just be、a matter of the circumstances under which that memory is being tested.
そうね、だからこのチマネ族のお年寄りが実際に本当に記憶力がいいのかどうか、その他の人たちに比べて、
well,
気になるよね、確かに。
We were talking this about this before. You were saying that your memory is not crisp.
Yeah.
And I was telling you that.
Oh yeah.
No, your brain is fantastic and your memory is perfect.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm so awesome.
Yeah, but there's.
I remember everything.
There's something.I'm glad you remember that conversation, but there's something to that, like having, like not having belief in yourself、is going, that having belief in yourself is an essential part of your ability to get shit done.
そう、そう、なんかその自分でできないと思っちゃったら本当にできるわけないというか。まあ、昔から言われてることだけど、まあ、本当に実際そうですっていう話。
Sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It
would, yeah, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
It would be interesting though if the people in this village, the older people in this village, had superior memory.
Right. まあ、でも確かにその伝承でしか知識を伝えられないっていう社会の中で生きてたら。もっといろんなことを強く記憶してなくちゃいけないって思ってるかもしれないよね、あの普段の生活の中でそのみんなに伝えなくちゃこの大事なことをみたいな、なんかサバイバルのために。一方そのうちらみたいなさ、別に何個人的に学んだことでもネット見れば書いてあるしなみたいな、だとそこまで一生懸命記憶してる必要がないし、自分が間違ってるかもしれないから結局ネットとかで専門家が何言ってるか見た方が正しいみたいな時はさ、
It's ridiculous sometimes, like the way you'll forget something that's like, I can't believe I forgot that already. Like, what?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Like what?
I don't know. I have it happen though. Like, Oh, just, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I had a dentist appointment.
Mm.
And I set an alarm for the dentist appointment.
Okay.
And I kept telling myself that I wasn't going to miss this dentist appointment.
Mm.
And then I missed the dentist appointment. And I was just like, But it was almost like, it was, I don't know what it was. It was like, I became so comfortable with the fact that, oh yeah, I'm going to go to this dentist appointment, that I stopped worrying about it. And then I just totally...
What?
Yeah, I don't know what happened exactly.
So you were just chilling?
Well, I was working on stuff.
Okay.
And then I was going to leave at a certain time to go to this dentist appointment, but I just lost track of time. I don't know. It's...
Hmm.
But don't you have that sometimes where it's like, it'll be a particular day. Like, you leave your house and you forgot umbrella. So you go back and then you leave and it's like, oh, I forgot my earphones. So you go back and you'll just have a...
No.
Like a... You don't have that?
私ね、結構上の方の階に住んでるから、一回家出ちゃったら終わりなんだよね。もう一回エレベーター乗って降りちゃったら、もう部屋までが遠いから、I need to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll definitely be late. でも、まあ物忘れね。
Or like paying rent is something that I find difficult to remember.
え、あの、自動引き落としにしちゃえば。Well, 私もでも確かに bills、あの水道料金とか公共料金が自動で引き落としになってないから、
yeah, あの忘れちゃう。It's hard to remember.
あれ忘れるとさ、なんか何回か来るじゃん。でそれも忘れるとさ、なんか緊急みたいな赤いさ、
yeah.
丸のやつとかが来て、なんかね忘れる。Mm. まあ自分で大事だと思ってないんだろうね。
Another aspect of this, I think, may be that the old people in those societies.Are living with their children and grandchildren.
Right, yeah.
And so they're right in the middle of all the social interaction.
So
it's not like there's a huge generation gap for them. But people in our generation, it's like, I'm old, I'm stuck at the house, I don't have a job, I'm retired.
Yeah.
And my children are going to college, or my children are adults and they have...children and their、
yeah.
children are going to college sort of、
yeah.
and everyone's busy except for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like that situation is really common in Japan where you have old people that are not
そうね。そうだからやっぱりなんか老人ホームとかケアホームみたいなところに入ると老人同士でしか一緒にいないわけじゃんほとんど、
mm.
そうするとやっぱり刺激とかも少ないしどうかなと思ってたらさなんかさいろんな地域でその保育園と老人ホームが一緒になってるとことかがあるらしくてあの日本はどうか分かんないけどそうするとその、まあ、お年寄りは暇な人が多いから、まあ、子供の面倒を見たりとか、まあ、ちょっと見張ってるぐらいはできるし、うん、子供もなんかおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの話を聞いたりとかして、
うん、
なんかお互いにベネフィシャルみたいなで、
That's...
おじいちゃんおばあちゃんもちょっと活気が出て元気になったりとか、
right.
ボケ防止になったりと か, だからそれは結構いいなと思った
Well, that's, I think that's、not unusual forNot an unusual structure for families historically、
mm.
when they had tribes、
yeah.
it would kind of be arranged that way
そうね
you know all people are I think maybe part of this memory thing is it could just be indicating that old people in developed societies are just somewhat neglected or somewhat
right
ostracized or just not、
mm.
reallyYou know, they can't... Half the action is going on, like, online video games and, like,
yeah.
chat and text messages and all this stuff, so...
そうね。だからなんかこうやっぱりベビーカーが邪魔だみたいなことを言ったりするっていうのも、こうなんか身近じゃないから子供が、とか、まあ子育てしてる若い親とかが、身近じゃないからあんまり想像力とかが、わかないのかなと思うけど、その保育園じゃなくてもね、なんか UK かどっかでその大学生のドームとかなんか激安の家賃の若者向けのなんかシェアハウスみたいなのと老人ホームがくっついてるみたいなのもあった。
うん、
そうするとなんかこう何ちょっとなんか戦争の話とか聞いたりとかもできるし若者は。でもおじいちゃんおばあちゃんも若者に対してもうちょっとこうなんていうの寛容な目で見なんか最近の若い者はみたいな否定的な感じじゃなく 普通に個人対個人として接することができるみたいな。
Yeah, it's kind of unnatural how
it's completely divided
they are、
yeah.
at this point. It's、yeah. weird. I don't think it's good. Because、
ね、
young people don't have the opportunity to get that wisdom from older people、
yeah.
and experience. And older people aren't really having any of their ideas、refreshed、
yeah.
you know, by、ね、the things young people are doing.
私もなんか昔高校生の時よくなそういう老後老人養護施設みたいな、なんか、まあ、老人ホームみたいなところによく行ってたんだけど、お手伝いみたいな、なんかさエネルギーが吸い取られるというか、なんかすっごい疲れるの、でなんかやっぱおじいちゃんおばあちゃんたちそこに一日中いるから、なんかもうなんて気分が塞いじゃってるみたいな人がすごい多くて、でなんかもう私ももうあと死ぬだけだからみたいな感じのこととかはさしょっちゅう言われて、なんて言っていいかも分かんないじゃん、なんか全然そんなことないですよとかもさ嘘だし。
But I feel like they become that way because they've been sort of ostracized by
Yeah, and they're interacting with each other all day、
yeah.
you know, talking about death or you know, whatever. So of course they're not going to be like all bubbly and cheerful, right? So だから そこになんか保育園とかなんかね子供がいたらいいんじゃいいなと思った、その記事読んだ時に。
It might be good to question whether the sort of structure we have now makes sense. It doesn't seem to be benefiting anyone really.
Yeah.
It's kind of like let's get these old people out of our lives.
Kind 奪捨て山みたいなね。
ま
あしょうがない面もあると思うんだけどね。でも。もうちょっとねなんか改善できた。あとなんかほら動物が訪ねてくるとか最近よくあるじゃんね、
なんか
ペットセラピーじゃないけどなんかそれもいいと思う。やっぱりお年寄りだけでスタックしてるよりは。
Yeah, but that's not gonna compare with like human interaction with like
I guess
young, vibrant
people,
you know, positive
yeah
people.
Yeah, so I really like the idea of those college kids sharing a, you know, like a shared living room type of place with elderly people and like watch TV together or just like chat, have a cup of tea together or whatever. You know, so no one has to like visit anyone waza waza like out of their way.
Yeah.
Because I think that's kind of 疲れちゃう.
It's almost like old people when they retire from their jobs, they're like retiring from society in some way almost.
I guess. Unless they have like a hobby or like a lot of friends that they can hang out with. But I don't know. I hear that a lot of salaryman in Japan, like they're working so hard, too hard for such a long time that they don't really have friends anymore. Except for like colleagues and stuff. So after they retire, they get like burnout syndrome and stuff like that because like いきなりもうやることがないし、なんか奥さんしかいない、友達もいないみたいな。So
I think old people should leave more internet comments. Right? It's all like 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's all like
そうね。
Get those ideas out there.
でもさ、バイリンガルニュース聞いてくれてる人で普通になんか70代とかの人もいるよね。メッセージもらったこと何回もあるよ。すごいよね。こんなさ、なんかさ、その自分が70代とか80代でなんかこんなひよっこの話をずっと聞くっていうのがさできるっていうことがすごいオープンマインドだよね。
Yeah, well, those people are extreme like outliers too, you know?
Because I feel like I'd be just shaking my head the whole time. If I was like 80 and I'm listening to like 20-something-year-olds, I'm like, ugh, these kids have no fucking idea what they're talking about.
Oh, that's about your perception of old people, though.
Yeah, I guess. そうだね。まあ、そういう反応が多いからね、普通にしてたら。
It's not like all old people, you know, have the same ideas or the same political positions either, you know? There's a lot of diversity there. It's just kind of, they've been sort of stereotyped as a demographic.
Yeah, そうだね。 そうだね。しかもそういう声の方が大きく聞こえちゃうんだよね。
うん。
なんかこの間さ、ネットで回ってたなんかどっかの新聞のコラムみたいなやつで、右側に女子高生のハロウィンの話が書いてあるの、で左に70代の人のハロウィンの話が書いてあって、女子高生はなんか日本でハロウィンが広まってきたから近所の人とかとも交流できるようになってすごいいいみたいな、みんなで和気あいあいとしましょうみたいな、でこちらのおじいちゃんはなんかこんななんかうるさいみたいなのがめっちゃ怒ってて
だから、But that's the one that they want, you know? That's the article they want.
そうなんだ。だからそれが本当のステレオタイプじゃん。だからその人別にお年寄りを代表してるわけじゃない、ないし、right. この女子高生も女子高生を、ね、代表してるわけじゃないんだけど、そういう風に見えちゃうよね。
But those are the narratives that the media wants to create the story.
そうなんだよ。それでプラスそのなんかだから何邪魔だからって言ってベビーカーの赤ちゃんを殴った60代の男性が逮捕されるとかさそういうのもあるから、なんか積み重なって、数はさ全体の人口で見たら少なくても、うん、そういうイメージがついちゃうよね、なんかやっぱり、まあだから若者もそうだけど、
ね、It's not totally untrue, but you know, it's not as true as people seem to pretend that it is.
Yeah, I'm sure there are so many cool like ojiichans and ubaachans out there.
Halloween has really evolved, hasn't it, in Japan?
Oh yeah.
Just in the last 3 years, I'd say most of the evolution has just happened in like the last 3 to 5 years.
まあ、うん、4年、そうね、3、4年ぐらいかな。すごいよね。もうだって、まあ今すごいハロウィンの飾り付け始まってるけどさ、本当だってうちらがさ若い時、うちらだけじゃなかったハロウィンなんてやってんの。
Yeah, well, people didn't know what it was in some cases.
で、なんか仮装
して、What are you doing at my house?
そう、変な格好して歩いてるのを見てみんなに好奇の目で見られるみたいだったけど、今もうね、普通だもんね。やっぱ日本人はお祭り好きなんだよ。
And those houses that didn't know about it, they're always like giving people weird stuff. So I got a melon once.
え？え？超高級じゃん。
Yeah, it was like a nice melon.
てかさ、trick or treat って言ってメロンを渡されたらマジ強盗だよね、もはや。
It's crazy.
You just rob them.
Here I am like annoying them in some weird costume. Yeah. They're like, what is this? What's
You're
going on?
You just mildly robbed them. robbed their house.
Yeah, and I guess they didn't have anything to really give.
Yeah.
But they felt bad, so they like gave me this melon.
すごいね、メロン。
I think I was like 9 or 10 or
something. 値段が全然違う。そう、すごいね、本当に普通になったよね、ハロウィン。
It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's getting that big, I feel like.
でもなんか私日本人のそういうところ結構好き。なんか由来とかもう関係ないみたいな。
Yeah.
でそのクリスマスとかも由来とかどうでもいいじゃん。
Yeah.
じゃなくてなんか楽しいとこだけ撮ってそれをやるみたいな。でみんなで楽しみましょうみたいなさ。Mm.細かいとこは気にしないみたいな。
Halloween might be the least romantic though. It's not a romantic holiday.
No, but it's more like it's more about slutty costumes and
then Christmas is kind of a romantic holiday.
そうだね、日本はね。
Yeah, it's like the party, get the partying in like a couple months ahead of time, find yourself boyfriend, and then you're set up for Christmas.
うん、
is that how it works? Am I just imagining this?
Yeah, あとバレンタインとかもさ。
Now you're getting serious. There's like a schedule for this whole thing.
Yeah, 確かにね。しかもバレンタインは女の子が男に何かあげる日だしね、日本は。逆じゃなくて。
Well, we have the white day thing.
そうだ。Bullshit white day.
Which?
それこそ意味わかんないよね。
How many people are actually doing the white day thing?
でも会社とかは全然あるよ、ちゃんと。だからバレンタインデーは女子がお金を出して、まあ、男性社員にギリチョコっていうかなんか大きいの買って、でホワイトデーはそれの逆とか。
でギリチョコ。
そうそう。
We still have one more, yeah?
Yeah.
Researchers targeting specific areas of the brain with transcranial magnetic stimulation were able to reduce prejudice, I can't talk today, as well as belief in God. In the study, participants received energyvia the transcranial magnetic stimulation devices and were then asked to think about death, following up with questions about their religious beliefs and feelings about immigrants. Half of the participants were given levels of magnetic stimulation too low to have any effect in order to serve as a control. The researchers found that non-control participants experienced a 32.8% decreased belief in God, angels, or heaven, and a 28.5% more positive attitudes towards an immigrant who criticized their country. Dr. Keisei Izuma, one of the authors of the study, said the following regarding the findings. We think that hearing criticisms of your group's values, perhaps especially from a person you perceive as an outsider, is processed as an ideological sort of threat. One way to respond to such threats is to double down on your group values, increasing your investment in them, and reacting more negatively to the critic. When we disrupted the brain region that usually helps detect or respond to threats, we saw a less negative, less ideologically motivated reaction to the critical author and his opinions.
ケーズ外磁気刺激法で脳のある一部に弱い電流を流すことで偏見や神への信仰が減るという現象が確認されました。実験では信心深い被験者に宗教に関する信念や自国を批判してくる移民に対してどう思っているかについて尋ね、脳に電流を与えた後に死について考えてもらいました。比較のため半数の被験者には電流をほとんど与えませんでした。すると電流を与えられた方は 32.8% の人が神や天使、天国などへの信仰心が減ったと答え、28.5% が移民に対して寛容になっていました。研究に関わったケーセ・イズマ教授は以下のように述べています。よそ者と思っている相手が自分のコミュニティを批判するのを聞くと、人はそれを脅威とみなしてしまいます。脅威に反応する脳の部分を抑制することで、ネガティブな反応やイデオロギーに基づいたリアクションが減ることが確認できました。面白いね。
Yeah.
このやっぱりさ、なんかこう移民とか在日の人とかがその国を批判するとさ、どうしてもなんかじゃあ出ていけみたいなことを言う人がいるじゃん。だからそれがまさに脅威と捉えてるからっていうことだよね。
Yeah.
怖いと思って反応しちゃってるっていう。
I mean, I think there's been several studies that suggest this sort of thing, that if you're trying to change someone's mind, for example, that attacking their ideology is going to cause them to assume this defensive state where they won't be open to like different ideas. Mm. So it's recommended that you take some sort of roundabout approach.
Right, right.
But it's interesting, like that they can just stimulate a certain part of your brain.
ね。
And now,
急に
the way that you're thinking is drastically different, or ね。The way that you're responding.
でもこれはどれぐらい続くものなの？これ一回電流流したらもうその効果はずっと続くものなのかな。
No, they said it's a very temporary effect.
Okay.
I don't know how long it lasts, or it may be mostly just while they're doing it.
Right.
But it's actually turning off this part of the brain is what is making this.
Mm.
I don't know if it's an improvement, but having this effect.
ってことはその信仰心も何かに対する何かに脅威を感じたりとか、例えば死とか何でもいいけど、
うん、
から強まってるっていうこと。
Well, it can be, it doesn't have to be death, but yeah, it can be any sort of threat that
right.
would cause you to be in this defensive state.
Right.
Like we've all been defensive about something.
Yeah.
We've all spoken to someone who was being defensive about something. And being defensive really prevents you from making sense.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
It's they're almost mutually exclusive. Like the way that you're thinking and avoiding ideas, it's very instinctual.
Right.
It's a very instinctual response.
でも 32% って結構大きいよね、数字的には。
The immigrant example is interesting. They had people read an essay.
Okay.
So an immigrant they had these two essays that were written by immigrants that had just arrived in the United States. One of them was really positive. The other one was very critical of the United States.
Mm.
And so they were reading this essay that was really critical of their country.
Right.
And then people who were in the control group, which means nothing was really being done to them, responded far more defensively, got defensive about America.
Right, right.
It's like, well, fuck this guy. You know, like kind of a...
Yeah.
Like, I'm part of America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I believe in this stuff. Like, you, who are you? Like, you're an outsider. This kind of us, them.
The
us, them mentality is the whole basis for this kind of thinking. But people who had that particular part of their brain, like, subdued or repressed by this magnetic stimulation, were far more open to this immigrant and their criticisms. Like they were thinking more clearly by having part of their brain disabled, which is like...
Were they all Christians?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe they specifically picked religious people for this experiment.
そっか。まあなんかこう、内と外みたいので言うと、こうキリスト教は結構先民思想が強い。っていうのは私はキリスト教の学校で習ったことだけど自ら言ってたけど、なんかこう、まあ、アダムとイーブとかから始まってノアとかもそうだしエクソダスとかもそうだけど結局その自分は選ばれてる、うちの一人で自分対その外の人みたいな、っていうのがやっぱり根強いから、まあ、移民の問題とかももちろんそれは同じような状態だもんね。自分とよそものっていう。
Well, in this particular example, it was like they got more defensive with the essay example, but it was actually their faith that was reduced.
Right.
Almost without there being an attack of, or a threat of any sort, the from another party, the other in that case would be death. You know, death is the threat, so they established this threat of death. And that tends to increase your belief in God.
Mm.
I mean, I think it would for almost anybody.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, do you think if you were on your deathbed and the doctors were telling you, like, it's rough action, like, a lot of people turn to faith.
Honestly, to me, at least, well, I haven't been in my deathbed yet, so I can't say for sure, but at least when my cat was dying, it had the opposite effect. So 天国とかそういうなんか死んだ後にも意識が続いてると思う方が私は怖いって思っちゃうんだよね。なんかその猫が死ぬ時にさ、死んだらもう意識が全くない、もうなくなっちゃう、もう普通に肉になっちゃうみたいな方がなんかこう諦めがつきやすいというか、なんかいつまでもかわいそうと思わなくて済む気がして、なんかこう天国に行ったと行ってこっちを見てるとかって思うと、なんかこう後悔があったんじゃないかとか、もっと行きたかったんじゃないかみたいな風な、もう永遠とその妄想が続いちゃってかわいそうみたいに思っちゃう気がして、だから私はそういうのがない方が私個人は楽。
But I think it's different when considering it as yourself, you know, as your own fate.
But like, it's also, 例えばなんか、
nobody wants to, like, nobody wants to, because if something else dies, that's not really coming that close to your ego. Whereas if you are going to stop existing, you know...
But, like, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't want my husband to remarry after I die, you know? And, yeah, maybe you would think that if you think that you're going to be in heaven watching over your husband, you know, what he's up to after you're gone. But, you know, I don't really believe in heaven, so I don't care what he does. Like, I just want him to do whatever he wants because I'll be gone anyway. Like, what does that matter? To me,
specific example.
Yeah. So, you know, I think, yeah, to me it has the opposite effect, for sure.
Well, what
at least for now.
What do you take away from this study, then?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that these two are decreasing together.
Mm.
I think it's kind of ironic, in a sense. Because, you know, religions usually say that it's all about love and, you know, don't judge others and only God can judge you type of things. But then we don't really...
Well, I think the idea here is that faced with... I mean, if you're asked to think about death, you're thinking of... I mean, your existence is sort of being threatened. And so something that you can... One of your tools to fight back defensively against this threat, against this existential threat, is your faith, right? So becoming defensive, people's faith becomes stronger in response to being asked to think about death.
Mm.
But in a situation where that defensive part of the mind is disabled, that doesn't really happen, and instead faith is reduced.
Mm. So, defensiveness って何日本語でなんて言うの？なんか自分を守るっていうか自己防衛みたいな。なんかその自分の立場を守るためにこうまあなんかみんなやると思うんだけど、ある程度私もやっちゃうしたまに。でもなんかすごいいらないよね本当はと思ってるいつも。
Well, yeah, that's the idea here.
それがなければさ、だからそれをこの何あのえなんだっけ電磁波で緩和してるっていうことじゃん。
うん、
それがなければさ、確かに絶対もっと超ピースフォーだよね。
Yeah, I think so.
いやそんななんかその、
so、
結局政府に対してとかメディアに対してとか自分の親とか自分自身とか、
うん、
自分が行った学校とか何でもディフェンシブになることによってなんか得られるものが結局ない気がするから。
Yeah. So the researchers think that this defensive response is an artifact of it's what we were doing a long time ago in the physical sense, defending ourselves physically against predators.
Right, right.
And that the same part of the brain that was responsible for that has been adapted to respond in this ideological sense as
right.
well. So
right.
it's like the reason why we do this is because of where we came from and not because it makes sense for us to do today.
Right.
And so the idea, I guess, is to just be aware of the fact that you have this part of your brain that causes this defensive
right.
response
so
to sort of kick in. And if you can be aware of that, then you're more aware of your own potential, you know, irrational defensive behavior or ideas or whatever.
やっぱり being aware is like 超大事だよね。なんでも it really changes you.
Yeah, well, even if it's not active awareness all the time, just if you can make it a passive understanding to the way, you know, in the way that you behave, that's
right.
helpful too.
ね、こういうふうに冷静に言われるとね、だって脅威と思ってるからこうなってるんですよみたいなさ。
Yeah.
そうするとあ、そういうことかみたいな。
Yeah.
Right. あの今週の火曜日の爆笑問題カーボーイ聞いてたらもうアナウンスされてたんだけど27日に今月 の, あのまたカーボーイにゲスト出演することになりました。イエイ、パチパチパチパチ、
久しぶりです
ね意外ともう2年弱ぶりぐらい、なんか太田さんに話しかけてもらってるからあんまり久しぶりの感じはしないけど、そうだからあれなんだよね、でも前撮りなんだよね、20日に収録して27日に放送っていうことなので、来週行ってきます。楽しみだね。
Yeah, should be fun.
そう、なんか2人がすっごい久しぶりに海外ロケに行くっていうことで、その前にちょっと英語を思い出しとこうみたいなことだと思うんだけど。
ナイス。
Yes, it's really exciting. なんかね、それでラジオでマミとマイケルの質問を募集してるって言ってた。いつもの爆笑 @tbs.co.jp まで何か質問がもしある人はぜひ送ってみてください。あんまり質問に答えるってないもんね、うちら。なんか英語の質問とかはには答えるけど。
Oh, we answer questions on Twitter and stuff, Facebook.
I guess. そうね。なんか最近でもさ、お悩みの方のメールでこう Twitter やってないからみたいな感じで質問送ってくれる人とかもいるんだよね。だから確かに Twitter やってない人もいるもんね、結構。多分。
Oh, I see. Well, if we have these old people, older people tweeting to us, you know, that's not, we're not doing too bad.
そうだね。何、引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、あと文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。Yep. あと宇宙トレーナーの季節ですので宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツ Amazon で販売してますのでサポートよろしくお願いします。
Also the Mac application should be out soon.
そうだ Mac の Mac 用のアプリが出るんだよね。まあパソコンの方が見やすいっていう人もいると思うから、文字起こしが、あれすごいよね、すごいプロフェッショナル見た目のアプリ、マイケルが作ってくれたん
だ。見た目だけ。
なんか3つのピラーになってるよね。
Yeah, well, people will see it when it comes out, but I think it'll be useful.
なので楽しみにしてていただけると助かります。終わりですか？
Yep.
終わり。バイ。
バイ。